Good evening, Rabbi. Rabbi, what's your minig on Chol HaMoed? Put on tefillin, you don't? What's the... You put on? Put on? Put without the bracha. Put with, without the bracha. With, without? You put it on? Oh, that's interesting. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Anybody, anything else? Anybody doesn't put on, anybody know, doesn't, you don't put on? Anybody puts on with a bracha? You put on tefillin? You put on tefillin Chol HaMoed? Anybody puts on tefillin with a bracha? No? No? It's not, oh, right, okay. Mishnah Berurah addresses this very point. Mishnah Berurah addresses this very point. We'll address this very point in Mishnah Berurah. Right. Okay, we shall be seeing tonight in Mitzvah Hashem the halachas with regards to putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, a very interesting topic. And that will lead us to your question about shuls. Shuls that some put on tefillin, some don't put on tefillin. We'll be discussing that. I want to briefly recap from Sif Aleph, just to see that Sif Aleph and Beis in one go, because they're really very much connected. Simon Lamed Aleph, Din Tfilin Beshabbos VeYomtev. The halachas of Tfilin and Shabbos and Yomtev. Beshabbos VeYomtev, on Shabbos and Yomtev. Also, in Yach Tfilin, you may not put on Tfilin, Bipneim Shein Atzmon Ois, because Tfilin are themselves an Ois, a sign, a connection between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and so is Shabbos and Yomtev as well. Veim Anichim Bohem Ois Acher, if you were to put on Tefillin, which is different ois, on those days, then the problem would be, zilzul, it would be a disrespectful ois shalahem. It would be disrespectful to the ois, to the sign of Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you were to put on Tefillin. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned yesterday, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph, that the same applies on second Yom Tov too. And Sifkot Gimel tells us, Sifkot Beis tells us that there are Muktzah, but Letzirich Gufan and Koimum allowed to actually move them according to many opinions. Sif Katan Gimel tells us that it's itself called Ois, Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Oven Yisrael. It's an Ois, a sign between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenema ki Ois Si Beini, Shabbos is considered an Ois, and similarly Yom Tov, Gam Ken Miki Ois, is also considered an Ois. The Pesach Mitzrayim, Ksiv Ois, with regards to Pesach Mitzrayim, it says the word Ois, Vehokshu, and compared, Kol Me Adi Hashem Bepash, Emma, all the Yom Tovim are compared and connected. And Tefillin is also considered an Ois, Sif Katan Dalet, Ois Achem. Tehainu Tefillin, the Ksiv, Vehoyo Lechol, Ois Al Yod Chom. Now, Sif Katan Hey, in Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not just a problem of Zilzul. There may potentially be another problem besides the fact that it's disrespectful. There may be another problem as well if you put on Tefillin on Shabbos. What additional problem could happen if you were to put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Baal Toysif. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Does the Issa of Baal Toysif apply if you put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? And we're going to see. This is going to be very, very relevant also for Chol HaMoed. But is there a problem of putting on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is there a problem of Baal Toysif? We all know. The Issa of Baal Toysif being that if you add a mitzvah, you add to the mitzvah, is an issur baal toysif. We're not allowed to add anything to the mitzvahs of Hashem. Very good. Tiltur Muktzah, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis told us that there may be a problem, but not necessarily. So for instance, if you are to put on tefillin for protection, that you want to protect them, you know where to put them, then actually it would be okay. So it's not necessarily till right, right. Yeah, yeah, good. That's a good custom. That's good. Yeah, 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 good. Good, 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 good. Okay, let's see what Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah says, with regards to Baal Toysif, very interesting Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei, Hoyo Zelzol, Vegam Oive, he also transgresses, Mishum Lav the Baal Toysif. He also Oive on the Israel of Baal Toysif. You may not add to the Mitzvah Tefillin. You mustn't. Vehu, and this is, Shei Nichon Hashem Mitzvah. This is if he puts it on with the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah. But if you put on the tefillin without the intention of ufilin mitzvahs tefillin. You're not going to be oif on the Isra Baal Toysif. And also, we come from Zilzul and boy. You're also not disrespectful. Unless you do it publicly, then you've got a problem of Zilzul. But he says, Mishnah Berurah says, that if you put on tefillin without the intent of fulfilling the mitzvah, there's no Zilzul and there's also no Baal Toysif. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisrael? Make sense? You hear it? Yeah? The Mishnah Berurah then adds, V'yesh machmir b'chol gavna, some are machmir, im lo yishemunochim b'vizoyin. Some are machmir and say that, no, actually, don't put on tefillin, there is a potential issue by putting on tefillin on Shabbos, you know, unless it's munochim b'vizoyin, unless they are placed disrespectful, that touches on your point, if they are disrespectful, then you have to put them on then. Could go in such as, ha-moitze tefillin b'Shabbos, if you find tefillin on Shabbos, b'soda, in a field, you walk around the park, and you suddenly, oh, look what's there on the floor, and you find a tefillin, then it's Shabbos, but you ought to put on tefillin. Then, according to all opinions, you're going to put on tefillin. Motor lofsham v'lachnisom la'il. You put them in a safe place, derech malbush, as you're wearing them. Ki gemush is baba simen shin aleph. So we're learning now over here that besides the fact that putting on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a problem of zilzul, besides that, there's also potentially a problem of bal toisif. You're adding to the mitzvahs. Today, there's no mitzvah of putting on tefillin. And you're adding to it, you're adding to the mitzvah. That's an Isra Baal Toysif. Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmir. Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. Yeah. Good point. Why? Yeah. Yeah, don't know the answer. Good question. Don't know. Yeah. You don't need to. I mean, pardon? Right. Well, it's as long as it's derech malbush. If it's not necessary, if it's not in mamash in the right place, it doesn't make it not derech malbush anymore. Yeah, I think that's touching shin aleph. Yeah.
Just after Shabbos Yom Tov, some time when there would be no opportunity during the week to learn how to put on tefillin, because for some reason he hadn't learned yet. And his only opportunity was on Shabbos Yom Tov.
Right.
And so he did put on the tefillin.
Very interesting. Very interesting. To put on tefillin on Shabbos to teach the boy how to put on tefillin correctly.
Right.
What an interesting case. Yeah. When on Shabbos and Yom Tov, for protection, it's talking about actually it's in the field, so you'd actually be carrying. We'd never mind anything else, you'd actually be carrying, so it wouldn't be an option. Right, let us go into Chol HaMoed. Safe base, Be Chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed. Gam Kein, also Laniach, Tefillin, on Chol HaMoed, you're also not allowed to put on Tefillin. Matam Hazeh, for that reason, Be'atzmeh, for that very reason. Sheyimei Chol HaMoed, because the days of Chol HaMoed, Gamheim Ois, they're also considered an Ois. So Shabbos is an Ois, Yom Tov is an Ois, Chol HaMoed is also considered an Ois. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, do not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That is the minhag of the Sfaradim, not to put on tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed, as explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, because it's an Ois, and therefore, if you were to do it, you'd go, it's Zilzul, it's disrespectful, and it's at the very least. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Ramo comes along the Ramo, and the Ramo says, V'yesh oimim, some say, She'chol HaMoed chayev bitfilin. The Chol HaMoed is also the opinion of the Ramo says, Chol HaMoed is actually chayev bitfilin. Chol HaMoed, the Ramo disagrees, and he said, no, Chol HaMoed is not a proper Yom Tov. It's not a there's no real ois. Chol HaMoed is actually obligated to put on tefillin. V'chein noyagin, and that is the minhag, says the Ramo, b'chol glilos elu, in all our countries, le'anicham, to put on the tefillin, b'moyed, on Chol HaMoed. And now, velevorech aleihem, says the Ramah, and to make a bracha on putting on the tefillin. Ela, only she'ein mevorechin aleihem bekol rom. We don't make a bracha loud. You do make a bracha, you just do it quietly. In shul, normally when you put on tefillin, you say it loud and clear. You're going to put on tefillin and say a bracha, but you're going to do it quietly. These are the words of the Rama. Rabbi Sai, the minik, we're going to see the Mishneh Berurah shortly, is not quite like that. But I must say, there are Yidden who have the minik still nowadays. There is still a minik of days. At the Yekes and by others as well, there is still a minig of putting on brachas, putting on tefillin with brachas, but they'll do it quietly. But yes, there is the minig is still kind of actually still putting on tefillin with the brach on Chol HaMoed. Now, why is it that we actually don't go with that? Many of us, the minig of many, many families is not to put on tefillin anymore, not to put on tefillin with the bracha, to put them on without bracha. Does that sound like it comes from the Ramah? What do you think, Rabbi Sai? It's not like the Ramah, right? All that we've got the Shulchan Aruch that holds that you don't put it on at all. We've got the Ramah who says you do put it on with a bracha, but you say it quietly. But we don't seem to have that in between opinion of putting on without the bracha at all. That doesn't exist in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. It doesn't exist. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says about this. Let's just see as if cotton zain first. To put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the chalitza is a tefillin, and putting on the tefillin, tzorich lius b'Chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed, kodem hale needs to be before hale. Take off the tefillin before hale. We've spoken that previously. Ve'achshav, and nowadays, no'agweza, no'ashim, some people have a minik, le'salkon achakdusha shel tefillas yutches. Some people have the custom nowadays to take off the tefillin after the kdusha of Shmoyne Eser, umikon mokoyim, nevertheless, tzirichin lezor, they need to be careful, le'chavain, to have kavona, to listen carefully, shmoy chazoras at tefillin. So the Mishneh Berurah says there's two minhagim, when you take off the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, either prior to halal, or in the middle of chazoras shatz, after kdusha. If you do according to the latter opinion, you should make sure to listen to Chazal Shatz properly. Sef Kotten Ches in Mishneh Berurah Sheein. Perish. Mishum de Yesh Menichim. There are people who put on tefillin. Ve Yesh Ein Menichim. There are people who don't put on tefillin. Oy Ein Mevorchin. Don't make a bracha. Yesh Levorch Pechashai. They make a bracha quietly. Kedei Shelo Yovoy. Kedei Shelo Yovoy Lidei Machloikes. You don't put on tefillin with a bracha loud, because that's going to ultimately lead into Machloikes. What? You're making a bracha. You're such an amarat. You're making a bracha on tefillin. Don't you know it's an ois now? So if you do, don't ask for trouble. Just say it quietly. Says the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah reminds us that ideally one should put on talis and tefillin before one goes to shul, and walk to shul wearing talis and tefillin. We don't really do that nowadays so much, especially on Chutz La'aretz. So he says, if you have that minik of putting on talis and tefillin before you go to shul, don't do that on Chol HaMoed. It's not. Lo yelech b'em b'rishus rabin v'eis ha'knesses. V'achoynim. Now comes the Mishneh Berurah and he says the opinion of the talis. V'achoynim. Agree. Ledas atas. The opinion of the Torah is off. The Yoiser Toiv, it is better yet, lanichon b'li brocha. The opinion of the Taz is to put on the tefillin without the brocha. Ki ha brochois einon ma'akvois. Because brochois are not intrinsically ma'akev the mitzvah. The sofek brochois lehokel. And at the very least, we've got a machloikis, it's a sofek. And when it comes to machloikis, you say better safe than sorry. You're going to put on tefillin, but you're not going to say a bracha, because according to many opinions, you don't make a bracha today. You don't put on tefillin, you don't make a bracha. So at the very least, we don't say a bracha. That's how the Taz paskins. Ubifrat, and particularly, shahagro, zichon levochet, the Vilna Gaon, kasav she'ein ledaz ayeshim ikr bashas. Vilna Gaon says that there is much strong tzad to say that we don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Vilna Gaon goes together, he joins the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, he joins that train, and he says, don't put on tefillin at all. So therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says that there's so many opinions hold that you don't put on tefillin. So whether you go into the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, you go to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, you go to the opinion of the of the of the of the Sfadim. The Hasidim also very machmir not to put on tefillin. So all those together, he says, we've got the majority of opinion, and that it's also based in Shas as well, not to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, he says, okay, if you want to put on tefillin, put them on, but don't make a bracha. That's what the Taz paskens. And to be stringent, not to make a bracha on Chol HaMoed. Now, adds the Mishnah Berurah the following, and I wonder if anybody's makpid on that. Gam, also, koydem anocha, before you put on tefillin, yachshev b'daito, you should have in his mind, if I'm obligated to put on tefillin, menichon l'shem mitzvah, I put on a tefillin with intent of fulfilling the mitzvah, ve'im lav, and if today is not an obligation, I'm not obligated to put on the tefillin, ein ani menichon l'shem mitzvah, I don't put them l'shem mitzvah. So you make a condition, uvazeh yetzei yedei kule alma, and like this, I will be fulfilling all the opinions. I'll go to all the stringencies. The afla serving the Chol HaMoed ain't zman tefillin. Even if I go according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that on Chol HaMoed is no zman tefillin, at the very least ain't over bal toisif. I'm not going to be over bal toisif. Why? Because I said if today is a day of tefillin, I want to fulfill the mitzvah. But if today is not a day of tefillin, I'm just putting on because isn't it beautiful to put on tefillin? It's not for the mitzvah. Nothing to do with mitzvah. I'm just putting on because it looks really beautiful. So therefore, if I say that, then according to all the opinions, I fulfilled. If today is an obligation, I fulfilled the obligation. If today is no obligation, I haven't done Baal Toysef. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. And one second, I certainly don't make a bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskens at this stage. Yeah. No, that's what the Mishnah Berurah was mechadish in Sifkot Nehen. That's what we learned this Mishnah Berurah earlier, and we pointed out the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is there is a chayim will go with you. No, there is a chayim will go with you, but the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is if you clearly intentionally put it on without you say this is not for the sake of mitzvah, you know about Tosif.
You're not a kind of mitzvah if you do it without intending to do it.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. Rabbi Yossel wants to know, is that, see, so we're making, you're putting on tefillin, you're making a condition. A very conditional, say, if today is an obligation, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. If today is no obligation, then I'm not putting on for the sake of mitzvah. So your question is, you're asking us about toisif, or what are you asking, why do you need the condition? Right.
Are you
accidentally, inadvertently, by doing the Miser, right? Even if you have the Tanai to sort of get you out of it. Yeah, the answer is yes. But it's a good thought, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, what do you think about this Tanai? And does anybody do the Tanai? And what do you think about this Tanai? Yeah, what do you think? Why not to put on tefillin after this? Well, before this Mishnah Berurah, you have said because of Zilzul and because of Baal Toysef. You're saying that after we learned this Mishnah Berurah that you can't put it on, everybody asked, go to the Chassidim, go to the Sfadim, go to everybody's got the men, tell them to put it on. Because I'll tell you why. To answer your question, is because they have Paskin for hundreds of doyers that tefillin on Chol HaMoed it's an oyster, it's not Zman tefillin. They don't need to, there's no time for them to add anything else. Right. That's right. That's correct.
Is that the difference between them? Whether it's not an oyster, or is it something
else? Whether it's man tefillin or not. And, well, directly connected to oyster or not. Yeah?
Whether it's an oyster or not,
The starting point is whether it's man tefillin or not. Okay. Yeah? Answer your question? Yeah. Just to finish off the Mishnah Berurah, that's going back to your point, Dr. Samler, a little bit about that. He points out that if you've got kavana, that there's no zilzul. If you've got kavana to fulfill if you've done kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, then there's no problem of zilzul. What the Mishnah points out, he doesn't really explain. So your question is a good question, but he seems to address your very point. Yeah, but it's not really answered. This is what the Mishneh Berurah paskens. I want to just skip a few words over here. But finish Rabbi Nutami and Nichem B'chol HaMoed. Okay, if you put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Nutami don't put on Chol HaMoed. But now he says, Oit Kosva Achonim. The Achonim write as well. The Ein Nochon. It is not proper. Now I underline those words because it's very interesting what he says. Ein Nochon. It is not proper. Shebeisa Knesses Achas in one shul. That some didn't put on tefillin, and others don't put on. The Mishnah says it's not proper, it's not right that in one shul they've got some yidden, Chaim, Yankel, Shmerel, and Moshe, they put on tefillin, and on the other side you've got yidden not putting on tefillin. He said that's not right. Mishum lois is going to do, because we know that in Israel lois is going to do. You should make agudos. Agudos, the Gemara says, don't make groups within Klal Yisrael. We have to look unitedly on the same front, doing the same thing. It's wrong. Some people do like that. Some people do like this. It is not right. So he said that you can't live in the same shul having eaten doing this and that and the other. It doesn't work. And therefore, Misha Ein Menichin Tefillin B'chol HaMoed. And if you go to a shul that, if a person doesn't put on Tefillin B'chol HaMoed, Shem Ispal Beres Amedish Menichin Tefillin, but he goes into a shul that they do put on Tefillin, Yesh Legam Lanichon Uvle Brocha. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Paskins clearly, if you go into a shul, that the minig of that shul is to put on tefillin, and your minig is not to put on tefillin, then Mishneh Berurah paskins, you should go into that shul wearing tefillin. Let me just finish the Mishneh Berurah. But just make sure not to make a bracha. But he said that the tzibur has got a minik, don't change the minik. You're not entitled to change a minik of a tzibur. You're not entitled to change a minik. Whatever the minik is, you have to stick to that minik. Yeah. Of chashai. Good point. Very good point. It shouldn't be loisis koyt. That's right. I don't know the answer. Very interesting question. Really interesting question. You'd have to put it on. That's right. You'd have to put it on at home then. Right. But is that really the halacha, Rabbosai? When you go to shul, any edgeware shul, and you go to, is that you've got shul Aleph, Beis, and Gimel that they don't put on tefillin, and shul Gimel, Dalet, I didn't pick an order for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And they go to the other shul. Is that really the way it works, Rabbosai? Is that really the way it works? I think we all agree that nowadays the minhag is not to be makpid on the shul. The custom nowadays is not so clear. Yeah. Very interesting. Right. Right. That's right. Yeah, it's based on a Moshe. Yeah, that now this is all true. So the Mishneh Berurah, of course, we have to realize a bit of history that the way it worked in previous generations, until the war, it was very much every shul had his own minhag, and that's the way it worked for hundreds of years. And you can't just you don't rock the boat. That's the way it worked. That's how my father, my grandfather, my great grandfather, my great great grandfather don't know any different. And the old shul wasn't very very was a diminogim, were much stronger than nowadays. And the whole world got completely changed. There's a huge mix-up of minhagim nowadays. We take the good and we take the everything, one big mix-up. And the minhagim are not so firm and not so strong. So the shuls nowadays, they are established with a clear intent. The shuls nowadays are built with a clear intent not to be makpid on that. I heard once from Rabbi Lieberman from the Adas. He said once, I asked him once about this, this is mamash years ago, Chol HaMoed, and I just asked him once, is there any particular minig in your shul? And then he says, our minig is not to be makpid. I thought it's a very nice line. Our kapod is not to be makpid. And I think it's a very nice line, because this is really halachic, it's based on the halacha that nowadays there is no real, it's going to do, because the shuls are built in a way that I still feel that there is some shuls, that if you've got a really huge, vast majority, you've got 98% of people who dove with a certain minig, to then be that 1% is maybe a little bit questionable. It's maybe a little bit, but it's quite rare. But there is some shuls that normally have a very strong minig. I'm sure in this far the minig, if somebody would come with tefillin, do you think that how would that look? Would you? Yeah, if you've come one, but if you're really the only one to do it, then maybe think about it twice. Yeah? Yes? Right. Now, Eretz Yisrael is an interesting topic because Eretz Yisrael, yeah, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is not to put on tefillin, not because of the Pinim Shulchan Aruch, but because of the Vilna Gaon, because the minhag pushim. The minhagim in Eretz Yisrael of the Litvisha minhag is really very much based on the Vilna Gaon. The Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, because the Yeshuv of the Pushim was the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon came to Eretz Yisrael, and they established the minhag, and that's why the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is large not to put on tefillin. So it's true that in Eretz Yisrael it's very, very established and it's very accepted not to put on tefillin. You're quite right. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we started speaking about Shabbos and Yom Tov being an ois, and they're therefore also betfillin. We then started speaking about the fact that it's not just a zilzal to put on tefillin on those days, but it's also potentially a problem of Baal Toysif. The Mishnah Berurah Mechadesh, and that's Rabbi Yossel's point, that if you have intent to fulfill the mitzvah of Baal Toysif, if you don't have intent to fulfill the mitzvah, there's no problem of Baal Toysif. Your point was that there's no zilzul, which is interesting, but that's the way the Mishnah Paskins. If you don't have intent to fulfill the mitzvah, there is no zilzul. We then moved on and then say Beis, which tells us Chalamoyt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also an ois, and you may not put on tefillin HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Chalamoyt. The Ramah disagrees, and he said, there is chayv betefillin. He says, but don't make the bracha loud. You may be thrown out of the Beis Medrash, so better make the bracha quietly. That's what the Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah then addresses the concept that is very common nowadays of actually putting on tefillin without the bracha. He says, ideally you should make a tznai before putting on the tefillin, that if today is an obligation, you have the intention of doing a mitzvah. If there is no obligation, I'm just putting on for fun. And thereby, you're going to fulfill all the opinions in the best possible way. We also start to speak about Lois Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned about Lois Kodesh. Let's be clear about that. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned about Lois Kodesh. You don't go into shul half with fin and half without fin. Mishnah Berurah says this is inappropriate and this is not right. It doesn't say also. I just want to point out, it doesn't say also. It says ein nochoin. But he is bothered about it. We said that many of the contemporary poets can address it nowadays more leniently, and they said that we don't have firmly established minhagim nowadays, and therefore there is room for leniency nowadays. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi.